an art. And Chakravarti, Chakravarti means he is best, foremost among the devotees. Foremost among the devotees. In Bengal it is said, Kiran Bindu Kona Aiti Niye Vaishnava Pana. Vishnu Chakravarti's own saying. If you go through the commentaries of Vishnu Chakravarti, the writing of Rupa Goswami, Ujjan Nirmani, Kiran, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, and Lokamahabharat Bhagavata Kona, then you will be a perfect Vaishnava. His contribution is so much. And he is, in his commentary of this loka, he has said, now, the purpose of performing spiritual forms is to remember Krishna. You have already heard about this. In Padma Purana it is said, Smartava Hrata Vishnu Vishmartava Jato Chit Sarva Vidirishida Surya Deva Kintra Kinkara. What you have to do, what you have not to do, you are always to remember him, not to forget him, never forget him. There are some forms of devotion to remember him. In addition to that, if you do any action which will remind you Krishna, that is allowed. It is not in the scripture, that is allowed. And there are some prohibitions. You should not do this, you should not do this. But if there be any action which will make you forget Krishna, that is not written in the scripture, is prohibited. This is the criterion to understand what we are to do, what we are not to do. Here it is a smartabha. Always you have to remember Krishna, not to forget him. How to remember? Vishnu Chakravarti was said clearly, Sravana Kirtana Adhinameva Smaranam Gyapitam. Smaran, you can remember by hearing about Krishna. You can remember by speaking about Krishna. If you go on hearing about worldly things, will Krishna will come to your heart? Worldly ideas will enter into your heart. Whole time you are spending for getting material things, material benefits, material thoughts. Where is the opportunity of the spiritual thoughts to come, to enter into your heart? What you have to do? If you have to remember Krishna, there is the criterion. That can be done by Sravan. This Smaran Bhakti is subservient to Sravan. Yes, Kirtan Bhakti is subservient to Sravan. Without Sravan Kirtan, you cannot have remembrance. Especially in this Kali Yuga, Kirtan is very necessary. Absolutely necessary. But you have to hear about it from a Shuddha Bhakta, not from a professional speaker. whose end is something different. Material end. Speaking spiritual words. But means is justified by the end. The end is bad, means is bad. End should be correct. Target should be correct. Any moment we may die. Any moment. Nowadays, nobody can say that I shall survive so much time. Nobody can say. Without returning in the home. You see the paper? Always unnatural death throughout the world, everywhere. We have got this precious human birth, but it will not last long. After that again you will get human birth, that is no guarantee. No guarantee. Are you understanding me? That isn't there is no guarantee. Our Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur explained one verse of Bhagavad 11th canto. For 1 month, one verse, 1 month in North Calcutta. It is North Calcutta means not. It is North Calcutta, Ultradanga. North Calcutta. In Ultradanga Mott. There he has explained. I do not like to explain it because it will take much time. Only I am reminding myself. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manusham arthadam anittavya dhira tunam padadam apadam anubhirtu javan nishrasa vushayakulu sarvata sat. We got this human birth after so much difficulty, passing through so much births. It is written in the scripture, Vishnu Puran. We have to pass through aquatic animals, 900,000. 9 lakhs, we say. And 2 millions birth as immobile trees. Immobile birth, which cannot move. There has got also life, Jagadish Bose has shown it. After that, 11 lakhs birds, worms and insects. You are seeing one finish moving. 10 lakhs means 1 million. 1 million birds as birds. And 3 million birds as beasts, dog, cat, etc. So many beasts. After that we have got this human birth. Durlabham, with great difficulty, very rare, very scarce. So we should not spoil the time of this precious human birth. It did not be wise. Because any moment we may die. Nowadays, atmosphere is such that nobody can say when he will die. You are saying, so you should not spend your time for anything else except worship of Krishna. Labdhasunyam bahu sambhavante manusham arthadam. In this human love, human life, you can get the highest objective. By getting whom, you will get all. By knowing whom, you will know all. You can get the absolute Supreme Lord. And I am residing, I am staying inside the room. It is Prabhupada's Bhakti Vinod Saraswati Goswami's order. Always speak Hari Katha. But I am prohibited. I have got this ill luck. Always I cannot come. When I do not speak Hari Katha, then I shall have to hear some other katha. Some other words will come to me. That is spoiling time. For that reason, perhaps, Lord desired me. Lord, you cannot go down and up, although lift arrangement is there. You should speak where you are staying, in my own room. Audience will come, you speak. You should speak. You should remain without speaking anything. That is not good. It will be harmful to you spiritually. But that is bhūsambandhi arthadam anittam. Any moment you will lose this. After that, again we shall get human birth. Nobody can say. Nobody can say. There is no guarantee in it. There is scriptural evidence about the eldest son of Rishabhdev Bharat. But in this life I have seen, we have got many moths in India. And I used to go to all functions. We have got a big moth in Assam, Gualpara. In Gualpara there are three places, moths in three places. Moth, one guest house, a library, dispensary, another is on the mountain. There, in Gualpara, you find. So, three bars in a small town. And I had to go there. In that Assam, we have to speak Bengali, and there is another language, Assamese. Sometimes, very rare, some English words, we have got the opportunity to speak. There one incident happened. What is that incident? It is practical. During the time of our Guru Maharaj when he was living, at that time in our Gualpara town, Muslims, Hindus, they are staying in the small town. They are friendly related. Everybody knows everybody's best. I am also known to them. And they are rich. Muslims were rich. At that time Hindus were not rich. One Hindu devotee, Hindu gentleman, he wants to marry his daughter, but he requires money. He cannot approach the Hindus, he approached one Muslim. Everybody knows everybody. It is not like London or Calcutta. A small town, everybody knows everybody, like a family. He approached her. What do you want? He said. Privately, I want to say. All right. I have arranged, made the arrangement, everything for the marriage of my daughter. But I want to require some money. Then I can marry her. For that reason. How much? This much. You take this. I shall repay you. He knows that this person will not be able to repay. This poor person. Yet he has given. Spend it for the marriage of your daughter. I shall return to you. Don't worry about this. The family members did not know. Privately he did it. After marriage, after 10 years perhaps, he died. After 5 years after his death, his son saw one dream. His father came to see his son. Now he is earning much money. His monetary position is good now. Then his father is ordering him, "You do not know, I took money from such and such Muslim gentleman. The condition I shall repay, but I couldn't repay it. So I am born in his house as dog. It is my request to you, you should repay that. You have got money now, this amount, you tell, this amount. You repay that, then I shall be rescued." Their son was perturbed to hear this. What is this? He did not say us. Immediately he went to that house. "I have come to you. Why? Our revered father took something from you. This has been done already. You should not think about it." No, you have to speak. "What is the use of you? You do not pay anything. How much?" He is giving pressure to him to speak. By his insistence, this much. "Oh, correct. Have you got any dog in your house?" "Yes." "Can I see?" "Yes." The dog came and dog was weeping. Tears were rolling down. Then he said, You must take this money. He gave them money and the dog died. This is not scriptural evidence. Fact. After he gave birth, he went to the birth of dog. There is no guarantee. Whatever we shall think at the time of death, we shall take birth accordingly. the next birth. Jang jang bhav shvaram bhavta jatran de kale varan tam jaktam tam tam vidh kanti shvara tad bhav bhavi. Whatever you will think at the time of death, just before death, accordingly you will be born. His husband dies thinking about his wife, then he will be born in the woman. As woman. And woman thinking about male, if she dies, then she will become male. So, we should be very careful so that at the time of death, you can remember Krishna and go to the lotus feet of Krishna. Now here, śrīṇvata śraddhā nityam. By śravana and kirtan, actual bhajan will be done. Śmaran will be done. Śravan kirtan jale kare śetan. Rupa Goswami has written. And not unnecessarily he has written. You have got the seed of mantra. Mantra is life full seed if you got it through a preceptual, bona fide preceptual channel. The life full soul will grow. If you give water to it, that water is Sravan Kirtan. We shall sing, we shall speak about the glories of Krishna, not to speak to others as speaker. As this foremost devotional practice for his satisfaction, remembering all the sayings, divine sayings of Gurudev, Vaishnavas and authentic scriptures, especially Bhagavad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Bhaisra. You have to go through Bhagavad, speak about Bhagavad. Sravarang śrīṇvata śraddhā nityam. You have to do it with firm faith by serving Krishna, we serve all. There should be any doubt in it. If there is doubt, then we have got other duties to do also. By serving Krishna, you serve all your family members. All human beings, all other beings, demigods, whatever it may be. Already you are giving such illustrations. You pour water at the root of the tree, whole tree will be nourished. But without pouring at the root, if you give water, sprinkle water to different twigs and branches, those branches will not be nourished. Supreme Lord is at the root. If you serve Him, your all duties are actually performed. That's a firm faith. So I shall not spoil my time, I shall not give my time to any work except service. I shall see the house, Krishna's house. I shall see the members of the house, Krishna's servants, maid servant or servant. Everything belongs to Krishna. Actually everything belongs to Krishna. And with that thinking, if we leave this body, then we will go to Krishna. And all your family members will be benefited. Spiritually benefited. Shraddha, one condition. We must have this firm belief. Why I shall speak all every day? Why? I have no time. I can speak, we shall try to speak once a week, or once a month. Like that. You are ascetics, you can say like that. We are household devotees. We have to do so much work. Once a week, Yes, something is better than nothing. But you should give more importance to bhajan. Bhajan will go with you. And all these things in this world will remain here. You can take nothing. Is it wise to give more energy to this? You try to do this with total submission to Krishna. I think I earn money, I am maintaining myself. But actually God is sustaining and maintaining. Without the imparted power you cannot earn money. When Sibhash Pandit was there in Bengal, Kumarhatta, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip Dham, took sannyas, Sibhash Pandit could not remain in Navadvip Dham due to severe separation grief. He with his wife Malini Devi, Ram Pandit and others, Sibhash Pandit is Narad Goswami, played the pastimes of Sibhash Pandit, came to Kumarhatta by the side of the Ganges and always weeping for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu with all the personal associates set his holy prints in his house. And that place is the birth of Ishwar Puripad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took earth from that place. And all the devotees, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking earth, they also took earth, and there is a cavity, now it has become like a tank, small tank. Kunda. And everybody, all the devotees who go there, they take water. They make obeisance and water. Sibhash Pandit was there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set his holy prints there with all the devotees. Sibhash Pandit was very much glad, and his family members all were serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, Vaishnavas. All it. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, Sibhash Pandit is not an ascetic now, he's a household devotee. There are so many members to look after. He is to earn something. He cannot go to beg. The household devotee is not allowed to beg. An ascetic, a brahmachari, a sannyasi can do this. Brahmachari. But not household devotees. You are always serving the Vaishnavas. How will you maintain your family? You should earn money. Then what he said, what he did? Three clapping sound. You have heard the clapping sound? Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the significance of this clapping sound? What do you want to say? I shall remain without food. I shall observe fast. One day, next day, third day, after that, I shall jump into the river Ganges and die. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said loudly, you have got so much belief that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, you are thinking like that, and all the devotees, and I am serving them. He is the sustainer, maintainer. Why I should go to earn money? Let me die. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered, if Lakshmi Devi with the presiding deity of all money wealth. If she is to beg, there will be no want in your house. You have got such belief that Krishna is the only sustainment. Have you got such belief? If there be such belief, there will be no worry. With such belief, it is called Shraddha, firm faith. And always, now only Sunday we shall hear, and other days we shall not hear. We shall do other works. No. You have to do it always. Always. If you always hear about Him, thinking that I am of Krishna for His satisfaction, not with the other end. There should be any alternate desire. Desire for the satisfaction of Krishna and His devotees and Guru. You do this, then Krishna will enter into your heart. The purpose of remembrance will be there. Without hearing, without speaking, remembrance cannot be, there can be remembrance. Remembrance is dependent to Sravan Kirtan. Subservient to Sravan Kirtan. Now, Veda Vyasmuni has said one important matter. It will take me. Take time. How long I shall speak? I came late. They are late. Only I shall start. I shall speak on it on different days. On a different day, if Lord desires. Veda Vyasmuni, or Guru Maharaj used to say, has advised, this is the prayer of Brahma, 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tattenu kampam susamikshamam. Bunjanva Atmakritam Vipapam Hridvak Bhobi Vyodhan Namaste Jiveta Jamukti Pade Shraddhaya Bhak. Have you heard this verse? One of the verses of Brahma's prayer to Krishna. Brahma at first thought Krishna to be a cowherd boy. All the Vrajavasis, they said, no, he is Supreme Lord. He is born from Nanda Maharaj, a milk man, and Nandarani Dasadi, milk woman, created by me. I know my Supreme Lord. He has got opulences, infinite opulences. This coward boy has got no opulence. I don't believe. Moving with the other coward boys, the calves, in the jungle, in the forest. I don't believe. You know, when Krishna killed Aghasur, a big demon, and rescued the covered by the calves, and they were staying by the side of a tank or a lake. It is called Sarovar. Second word is Sarovar. Take food in the evening. Brahma, for 12 miles long, big mountain like Aghasura. How such a coward boy kill? So I am to see, I am to examine, I am to test. whether this covered by something else. Then he came and saw that he is standing in the left hand palm, a morsel of yogurt and rice. Ah, it is prohibited in the Vedas. You should not keep the food in the left hand palm. If my Supreme Lord knows, he covered by, he has got no knowledge. He escaped in the left hand palm. I reject. And after that, all the cowherd boys in the evening, they fixed, they kept their food in the branches of the trees, and they brought that. And they thought, good things should be given Krishna. After eating, after taking, it is very good. Kanaya, take it, take it. Then Brahma, is Supreme Lord, cannot take the remains of the food of such covered by his conditioned souls. It cannot be. Scraps of food. He is not Supreme Lord. The person, after taking, eating, it is very good. Kanaya, take it. So he was infatuated. He thought, let me see. Then, as you know, the holy statement one. He lifted the covered boys and the calves from their place and kept them in the cave of Shumeru Mountain, millions and millions of miles apart. For 1 year he was absent. 1 year is nothing for Brahma. And Brahma again came. He saw Krishna was moving with covered boys, same calves. Oh, very cunning. How could he could know this? So much, so far. From that he brought. He again went there. Saw the same covered boys and calves. They're sleeping. Same complexion and the figure of the same. I was wrongly seen. He came to Vrindavan, the same, they're moving, talking, moving. Several times, he has got four heads. Then he took shelter at the lotus feet. He made prostrate obeisances. I committed a great mistake by lifting your covered by when they are eating. I put disturbance. I committed offense. Please forgive me for my offense. Then Krishna showed him all the covered boys and calves are Vasudev, Shankar Chakravadapad. Majestic aspect Brahma knows. Oh, our Supreme Lord. These covered by the Supreme Lord. Oh, I have committed offense. Repeatedly, he was falling on the ground, making obeisances, and praying to forgive, forgive. And ultimately, all disappeared, covered by his, and calves, and all the Vasudev Murti, thousands of Vasudev Murti. Only Krishna is there. With, in the left hand palm, yogurt and rice, a morsel of yogurt. and flute under the waist, and cane and horn in the left armpit. At that time first, when he saw, he said, it's a club covered by. Now, what he is saying? Infinite Chaturbhuj, four armed avatars are coming. Then he thought, he is the cause of all causes, or nobody the Prabhupada Taridam Bajayag. The first prayer, and in that prayer, this prayer is very important for you. Tattinukampang susham ishamana bunjanva atma pitam vipaka. Ridbhagodin buddhada namaste muktivadi sadayavad. We will be entitled to inherit the property of Krishna, Dayabhad. We will be entitled to get Krishna when he will see his grace in every, in our every difficulties, in our happiness, in our miseries, in every. That he will see the grace and mercy of Krishna. And whatever miseries, distress we are having due to our own karma, nobody is to be blamed. And by that, you have to engage your own sense organs and objects of sense to the service of Krishna. Then you will be entitled to get Krishna in whose lotus feet. Mukti is there. Mukti path is Krishna. Vishnu can give mukti, nor other demigods. Mukti path is Krishna, Supreme Lord, you can get. Let me see. Have you got any question?
Yeah, please be a little louder, Prabhuji. The microphone close to your mouth.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. It doesn't relate directly to what you've been speaking about, so is that okay? It's a question about Lord Shiva, who I read is a pure devotee. Yet there is one story about how when he came across Mohini Murthy, he fell down. So could you perhaps explain how we are to understand this?
और डिवोटी हैं लेकिन ऐसा सुना कि जब मोहिनी मूर्ति देखी वो उनका पतन हो गया इसके बारे में कैसे अंडरस्टैंड करेंगे
बिकॉज दैट एन्चांटिंग फॉर्म ऑफ वुमन टू had his appearance only to infatuate the demons, to give ambrosia, nectar to the demigods. She will not give it to the demons for that. At that time Shiva was not there. They are infatuated by seeing that very beautiful woman, and they approached him, "We are quarreling about this. You, as a middleman, you do whatever you want to do, you stop this quarrel." "Yes, condition is, whatever I shall do, you should not interfere in me." "No, we shall not interfere." So much infatuated. So valuable thing. That picture of embracers gave me to him. And he told, "You sat down." And he started from the demigods. Demigods, lakhs of demigods. In our mot also, when we prepare a good thing, paramanna, milk, sweet milk, and with some rice and sugar and other spices also. So beautiful. And when we start to give it, thousands, they said, those who are in the last, they are thinking that this paramanna will, whether will it come to us or not. Like that, all the demons were afraid. It seemed that this Mahini Murti is looking to us. Everybody was in. She made a pestilence that she is looking to all demons. And demons thought that he will get this Mahini Murti. Then I would not want anything else. For that reason, they did not say anything. Now when started from that, they became very much disturbed and worried. And one demon sat between sun and moon, thinking it. That is, you know, Rahu Ketu. You have heard whether about this eclipse of sun and moon, it is written there. The Rahu Ketu, one demon said there, and Mahini Murti gave the ambrosia nectar, and he put it in the mouth and saw the demon and cut the neck. This has become immortal because it has taken nectar, and by that these eclipses are performed. This Rahu and Kapi. Now Shiva, he wants to see this. He was absent. He asked, "I want to. You will be also enchanted. What is the use of this?" "No, I shall not be enchanted." When he appeared, he could not stay because internally connection is there. Internally, he is Shuddha Bhakta, and he is the object of his love. That love is there, so that attraction is there. He was running. He could not stop. Because it was shown, even Shiva is also infatuated by Krishna. But actually, he is not attracted by some demigods. He is attracted by his own object of worship.
about Lord Shiva in Brihad Bhagavatam, in Brihad Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami, says that Prahlad Maharaj is the first pure devotee when Narada meets Lord Brahma, meets Shiva, but Sanatana Goswami points out that until getting to Prahlad Maharaj, until that point we haven't encountered a pure devotee. Is that correct? In Brihad Bhagavatam.
Devotee, there are different manifestations. There, according to submission, Krishna's appearance is there. Infinite devotees are there. Now Dhruva, first he worshipped Narayan with some desire. And when Narayan appeared, then he did not want anything. No, you should give thanks. No, I should do nothing. Then, it is my order, you go and you become the king for 36,000 years. After that you will come to me, not now. Then he was weeping, why I perform this bhajan for getting this wealth. After that period, he went there, chariot came to take. And he asked about his mother. The mother is going before you. But Prahlad Maharaj, from the beginning, he has got no such desire, Nishkam Bhakta. And Hanuman is superior to Prahlad Maharaj. And Arjun is superior to Hanuman. Because Arjun could order Krishna, Supreme Lord. Hanuman could not think about this. And Jadavas are superior to Pandava. And amongst Jadav, Uddhav. I have already written about this in Harikatha. There is one book they have printed, our Harikatha Vaishnava Puran. Have you got this? Have you gone through that?
Okay, now Prabhuji, I think so, it is already late. We can have Mahamantra Kirtan from Akinchan Prabhuji or anybody in London.
Someone else will have to sing, I'm got a cold.
Oh,
can I hear some of the world?
Yes, yes.
Can I hear some of the world?
Yes, please.
Can I ask something?
Yes, certainly, please.
Recapitulate means to repeat whatever you heard. Recapitulate means to repeat. I meant to say repeat whatever you heard.